Hey, before you fall asleep, I'm going to roll on top of you to get to the nightstand.
Excuse me?
Getting my water.
Hey!
Spilled on myself. Damn it, knocked all over my shirt. Oh well, better drink the rest of it. And that's what you get for making me spill on myself.
Oh, come on. A knee to the balls shouldn't hurt that much. Besides, you deserved it. You made me spill, and now you're suffering the consequences. And here I am, straddling your thigh with my knee between your legs. Teaching you a lesson. Oh, you poor thing. Your face is racked with so much pain. I almost feel sorry for you, but not sorry enough to stop. Just going to press my knee a little deeper so I can really rub it in. And to think, every man has this weakness that every woman can exploit. It's a wonder why we haven't taken over the world yet. If someone hit me in the crotch, would I feel anything? No. I don't think so. That's because between my legs, I just have smooth, perfect skin, and no stupid dangling balls. I could straddle your leg for hours and not feel a thing. While you, with a little hit to the balls, could be kept up all night. I bet you envy me. Envy that you're in pain and I'm not. Envy that I could crush your balls while you're powerless to stop it. And with that searing pain between your legs, I bet you wished you had a pussy right now. It feels so good to rub my clit against your leg, feeling how much power I have over you. Turns me on so much. I know how hard it makes you to be reminded that my pussy is superior. But now that you want me, I've decided you've had enough. After all, this was a punishment, not playtime. You spilled my water, and now you've paid the price. While I fall fast asleep, you'll be lying awake, clutching your bruised balls all night, with your mind racing whether I'll wake you up with a blowjob or a kick to your useless balls. But you won't know until tomorrow. Good night, sweetie.